USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The Memphis, Tennessee police video released Friday evening showing motorist Tyree Nichols being beaten by five police officers has opened the debate of police reform at the federal level.
I still think you want to keep this at the state and local level. This is a law enforcement issue.
House Judiciary Chairperson Representative Jim Jordan on Meet the Press goes on to say laws will not stop pure evil that we witnessed.
Well, I don't know that there's any law that can stop that evil that we saw that is just, I mean, just difficult to watch. What strikes me is just a lack of respect for human life.
As government-caused inflation is hurting all Americans, House Democrats have proposed legislation that would give more than 2 million federal workers an 8.7% pay raise in 2024. This is after they already gave themselves a 4.6% pay raise this year. Democrats claim the raise is necessary because they suffered through the Trump administration. The bill's sponsor is Representative Jerry Connolly, the Democrat from Virginia. President Biden gave a speech regarding the economic progress last week. Fact-checkers on CNN and the House Ways and Means Committee have called out the many false and exaggerated claims by Biden. The president said his administration had funded 700,000 major construction projects. The real number is 7,000. Biden said billionaires pay virtually only 3% of their incomes now. The real number is 8.2%. And Biden falsely claimed he cut the federal deficit by $1.7 trillion. Independent analysts pointed out that Biden's policies are actually adding to the current and future deficits and not decreasing them. It's a big milestone for a U.S. veteran.
Joseph Eskenazi was an Army private stationed in Hawaii when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. He's also now the oldest living survivor of that attack. Eskenazi celebrating his 105th birthday today. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Utah is the latest state to ban gender-affirming care for young children.
Governor Spencer Cox signed a bill on Saturday that restricts access to medical treatments for anyone under 18, saying that although the bill isn't perfect, he'd given it, quote, careful consideration and deliberation. A student at the Salt Lake Center for Science Education, who has been transitioning for 3 years, tells Fox 13.
We would have a restriction on hormone replacement therapy or any kind of gender transition medically for anyone under the age of 18. And that's kind of really scary.
Utah joins Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, and Tennessee in restricting gender-affirming care. I'm Jeremy Scott.
A pair of SpaceX Falcon 9 rockets are on track to round out the first month of 2023 launches. The first rocket will launch Starlink and an Italian payload this morning from Vandenberg Space Force Base in Southern California. A second Falcon 9 rocket will lift off from Kennedy Space Center very early Tuesday morning and will be all Starlinks. The Super Bowl is set.
One team needed all 60 minutes to punch its ticket. With the Bengals and Chiefs knotted at 20 in the closing seconds, KC turned to kicker Harrison Butker for a 45-yard field goal attempt. Mitch Holsis on the Kansas City Chiefs radio network. Patrick Mahomes led the Chiefs with 326 yards and two touchdowns. They'll face the Eagles, who routed the Niners 31-7. Super Bowl 57 is February 12th in Glendale, Arizona. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.